Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is me, Bob Mitchell, in for Scoot in the afternoon while he continues to recover from his accident. A couple of things we're going to be talking about this afternoon. Of course, here we go again. One dead, three shot on Bourbon Street early Sunday morning. What more do you think can be done to protect the public in the French Quarter? In this case, a metal detector would not have helped because the shooter took the gun away from a security guard. So what ideas do you have? Some people think that it should almost become an outdoor mall and have all the entrances blocked so you have to go through a metal detector. Some people think it should be a gun-free zone. And why? Well, all of that might be something to prevent other things. In this particular case, the shooter took the gun away from a security guard. So will you in any way alter your plans to celebrate in the French Quarter or watch parades on Canal Street? What do you think could be done? Our number is 260-1870. And also, don't know if you heard about this. 1971 Playboy interview for legendary actor John Wayne has resurfaced. In that article, Wayne stated, among other things, he said, "I believe in white supremacy." And on Native Americans, he said, "I don't feel we did anything wrong at all in taking this country from them." He said, "It was just a matter of survival." Now, already, there are calls to rename John Wayne Airport. Do you agree with that? And should all of his movies be banned? There are some people who think that because of this statement, of course, at that era, that's the way people thought. The first shots have been fired because already there is a proposition underway to try to rename the airport in Southern California. He made the remarks. I have two different reports on when he made the remarks. One, that he was age 63. Other, he was older. I'm not really sure. But as far as I've been able to find out, the article in Playboy was in 1971. You know, back in those days, I mean, that's the way a lot of people thought. He also commented on the question was, what films do you consider to be perverted? And he listed Easy Rider. Both of these movies came out, I think, in 1969, Easy Rider and Midnight Cowboy. Now, those who defend John Wayne, they say it's unfair to judge the actor on comments from nearly 50 years ago when he can no longer respond to the criticism. What are your thoughts on this? I know when I go back to my younger days, my parents raised me a certain way. My parents raised me that blacks were not to be associated with. Some of this, I don't feel good even talking about some of the stuff that John Wayne said because it's just so bad. But that's the way the time was, and you know, I grew up as a young boy. I was taught racism. I was taught that black people are not as good as white people. Now, as I grew older, and as I got into my profession, I learned that is just not so. My father was an Archie Bunker. My father celebrated when Dr. King was shot. And he and I got into an incredible argument about this, and I didn't speak to him like for 6 months. But that's the way it was in that time. And one of the things that I do not like, and I felt the same way about the Confederate statues, you know, the past is the past. We can't change history. So will this affect you in any way with John Wayne? Will you continue to see his movies? In fact, I watched one the night before last. It was The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance. Let me take a quick call before we get to our break. We're going to go to Ronald and Metairie. Ronald, what are your thoughts at this point about wanting to rename John Wayne Airport and maybe even putting a ban on his movies from being broadcast anywhere? Ronald.
Oh, it's history. You know, we don't, there's nothing you can do about the past. Live the present.
Should they rename the airport?
No.
No.
Just let it go. I mean, I look at, if you don't know where you came from and what you experienced, mm-hmm. you don't know where you're going. And a lot of these young people, this generation called Millennium,
yeah.
I call them Triple X, because they trying to ride in on something that they didn't experience. I grew up in the 60s. I saw the water cannons, the dogs. That's gone. We don't do that no more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let it go.
Ronald, let me ask you one more question before you go. The situation in the French Quarter, what do you think could be done to make the French Quarter safer?
Well, I can tell you, remember you got the state police down there.
Mm-hmm.
You have the 8th District, and you have Sidney Torres with his people. But you know what the cops do down there? They stand around in groups, and they don't set up a grid and walk the areas where the tourists are most vulnerable or where these troubled boys are.
But you do realize in the situation that happened over the weekend, the bad guy took the gun away from a security guard. So it doesn't matter what you would have had out, you would have not been able to prevent that.
Well, see, all the owner of that whatever facility knew this guy was trying to sell dope.
Mm-hmm.
All they had to do was call the police, get them over there. Don't confront the guy when you got a crowd of people. See, that's the big mistake.
Gotcha.
Let the police walk in or undercover.
All right, Ronald, thank you so much. We're going to go to Justin in Gentilly. Justin, are you having a good day today?
It's a beautiful day. Thank you for asking. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there.
How's Scoot? Scoot's going to the doctor. He's all right?
Scoot is at the doctor. The last I heard, they're trying to make a decision on how soon they're going to be able to operate on his ankle and fix it because of the accident. It's been swollen. So I think that's going to happen pretty soon, though, because that's what he's waiting for.
That's good. Well, my prayers to him, and I hope he gets a safe healing. Anyway, you were talking about how you were raised in your family.
Right.
I was raised in a bigoted family, very bigoted. Now, they didn't say the N-word or anything like that, and we never had servants in any family, but my mom always believed that, you know, black people, and I hate to use that term,
mm-hmm.
but she always thought they were, like, subservient. They're servants. They're made.
Correct.
Stuff like that.
Correct.
And my dad was a lawyer, and he represented blacks, and he respected them, but he actually used the N-word sometimes in private. So mm-hmm. I thought he was a hypocrite. Well, my first, and I come from a big white family, and my first three best friends were James, Michael, and Kenny, three black kids, and they came around the corner, and they were older than me. They wanted to play football. We became best friends for like 10 years, and they treated me better than my own family did. So I was raised a bigoted family, and I escaped that. I got away from it. So, look, everybody, I'm not going to blame everybody for everything. Does that make any sense?
Well, what about John Wayne? Should they rename John Wayne Airport? Will you continue to look at any of his movies broadcast on TV?
You know, I like John Wayne's movies. Actually, you ought to tell the airport that we have Louis Armstrong Airport.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a black guy, and he's one of the greatest musicians that ever lived. I love his name being on our airport. So if they want to change it, let them change it. I don't care.
All right, Justin, thank you so much. We are going to take a break right now. Our phone number is 260-1870. In a 1971 Playboy interview, John Wayne mentioned that he is a white supremacist. Now they want to change the name of John Wayne Airport. And there's also talk about asking networks and TV stations not to broadcast any of his movies. What do you think about that? 260-1870. Well, the debate is now underway whether a Southern California Airport should bear the name of screen legend John Wayne, who died nearly 40 years ago at the age of 72. The discussion stems from a recent social media uproar that followed the resurfacing of a 1971 Playboy interview in which Wayne made remarks that critics describe as racist and homophobic. John Wayne Airport is located in Orange County, where Wayne lived for the most of his life. I thought of an interesting question that I want you to think about and answer honestly, all right? Are there things in your past that could label you as a racist? Are there things that you did in the past? Are there words that you spoke in the past that could label you a racist? You can call me at 260-1870. Also, we're talking about Bourbon Street. Do you feel safe in the French Quarter and on Bourbon Street? Are you going to change your plans any? What do you think could be done, if anything, to make Bourbon Street and the French Quarter safer? Now, remember, just so you understand what is going on here, in the shooting over the weekend, in this case, a metal detector would have not helped because the shooter took the gun away from a security guard. All right, let's get back to our phones. We'll go to Jonas. Jonas, thank you for calling WWL. How are you?
I'm doing great, Bob. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. Doing good.
Look, let me put it back. I want to talk about both of your topics.
Number sure.
One, here's the thing in a nutshell. You have so many people, right, and I'm speaking from a law enforcement standpoint. You have so many people who talk about it but don't want to be about it. They talk about what could have been done, what should have been done different, how you could have done this different. But yet and still, if you have never been a police officer, if you've never been, if you've never played around in that field, Bob, you can say all day long what to do or what the police should have done. But yet you don't know, you don't know about it because you've never been there. You've never had to deal with the criminals. You've never been on Bourbon Street. One of the callers made a point, made a statement that, hey, you know, the police are all down there gathered in, you know, in groups and, you know, instead of working the grid. Just the foot soldiers are there to deter, okay? Being in a group, at times those guys are in groups discussing things that may transpire on Bourbon Street, and then what they're doing is putting together a plan of attack to combat that. Or if they see someone that may be a problem cause, you know, by the law, stop you from approaching people and profiling people. But yet, when you're in that group, you may be discussing a point of attack for a certain person because they're human.
Jonas, I would never be a police officer because it is a thankless job. No matter what the police do, people are going to find fault in their actions.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I've been there. I am still there right now. I know, and I think, and I act like a police officer. And, you know, I can get to say, hey, listen, we appreciate your service. I'm a veteran also.
Well, Jonas, do me a favor. Let me read you this text message and see if you agree with it, because it's from a law enforcement person. I'm law enforcement and deploy police officers in the French Quarter on and off duty details. A zero tolerance position must be taken on French Quarter matter. Stop and frisk is a critical component in the remedy. We must have a means by which law enforcement can identify those with criminality problems and to practice people who are ready to practice illegal methods without consequences. So now, do you agree with any of that?
I agree with some of it, but let's go back to this. Stop and frisk is a tricky area. You know, you can stop and frisk someone, but then it goes back, okay, to violate my civil rights.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a very, very tricky guideline. You know, as a police officer, you are a really, really disciplined and criminal. The laws, and I hate to say it like this, but a lot of laws are catered to the criminals because they find loopholes and ways to get around and deal with these laws. And so it's a fine line. They know what you can do and what you can't do. So the police officers have to develop a tactic to get around these fine lines that are laid out for police officers.
All right.
You have to walk.
Well, thank you, Jonas. I have to move on to another caller. We're going to go to Rob in Metairie. Rob, thank you for calling WWL.
How you doing?
I'm hanging in there. What are you doing?
Just not much. Just listen to everybody talk, and I just, like, all I can really think is that if you have airports and schools and streets named after people who have been identified as racist, you end up in this situation where, like, you were talking about the kid that got arrested in class the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to say, you got airports named after people who call themselves white supremacists. And, like, I know it was in the 70s and it was a different time and all, but, like, you still got to understand that we've moved forward from that, and you can't keep naming, like, places after these people. Like, yeah, I think you should change the name. I'm probably one of the few people in Metairie who agreed with taking down the Confederate statues around the city and everything.
Well, let me ask you this question, Rob. Is there anything back in your past that if that were revealed and that would be the only thing people would know about you, that would point the finger that you were a racist at one time?
I mean, I'm only 22, so
yeah.
I grew up in a different generation than a lot of people that are calling in. But me personally, no. But, I mean, I understand it. I know people that I respect. But, again, like, they weren't racist towards people that looked like me. And that's mm-hmm. another, like, there's another layer on top of it, is that there are people out there that don't think they're racist but have said stuff. And I wouldn't describe anybody who's ever said anything derogatory about anybody as racist. But when you come out in, like, the media, and especially you got a spotlight on you when you're a famous person, so mm-hmm. I don't think you should have airports named after people who say things or who claim to be white supremacists.
All right. Thank you, Rob. We're going to go to Ryan in Mid-City. Ryan, thank you for calling WWL. Ryan, are you there?
Yeah, how you doing? How you doing, man? Well,
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
All but right.
I got three things to say.
Go ahead. You got a minute and a half, go ahead.
I seen a lot of police presence on St. Charles. I seen police walking, so I don't know what that guy talking about. I seen police walking by themselves, and I seen them observed.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what he talking about. But like I said, as far as the shooting, there's so much disrespect in New Orleans right now, bro. There's so much disrespect of people right now, bro. No one is respecting no one. This guy went into that ballroom, you know, and he shot this innocent lady, bro, you know. And I just think it's a shame, bro. It's just so much, even on the road, bro. On the road, man, while you're driving, there's so much disrespect, man.
There is. You're right.
Black people, white people, everybody is just disrespecting people, bro. These panhandlers are on the sidewalks. They're sleeping on the sidewalks. And God forgive me, brother, but they got places for them to go. You had Bobby Jindal. I ain't never seen so many men talking to themselves. And I'm 47 years old.
Okay, Ryan, I have news coming up, and I see you wanted to make a quick comment about John Wayne. So give me that so I can go to my news.
John Wayne should be struck down. I love his movies, but he's got to be struck down because a guy that's been on the earth that long should know better, bro.
So will you still watch his movies?
No, I'm not going to watch his movies. I like Arlie Murphy and Errol Flynn.
All right.
I don't mess with him.
All right, no more John Wayne. Thank you, Ryan. I appreciate that. Our phone number is 260-187. We're talking about the situation in the French Quarter. Do you have any thoughts of what we could do to improve the French Quarter? John Wayne, it was revealed in a 1971 Playboy interview, he described himself as a white supremacist and said, as far as the Indians, they were greedy. It was okay to take their land. All right, welcome back. A lot of calls. Let's get right back to our phones. We're going to go to David. David calling all the way from Atlanta. Is that right, David?
Yes, but I'm a Katrina evacuee. Now, sure, Miss Mardi Gras.
You get in much to see the city?
Not very much. Frankly, I'm totally blind, so it's difficult to travel to enjoy Mardi Gras.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in the French Quarter, and I'll tell you a reason why I've always been very liberal regarding civil rights. I've seen a lot of racism. I'm 70 years old. I grew up in the Lower French Quarter on Barrack Street. I remember one Friday afternoon back in the early 50s, televisions would catch fire, and our television burst into flames. The living room was on fire. They were renovating and remodeling an apartment complex next to our home. It was all African-American workers, bricklayers, electricians, painters, carpenters. Every one of those black men climbed an 8-foot brick wall, threw garden hoses over, came into a burning home of white people, put their health and safety in jeopardy to save and help the lives and to help put out a fire before the fire department could arrive. And I swore, when I saw those black men putting their health at risk for a family of white people, I would never be a hater. But I've seen hate in my family. You know, the former president of the County Council is my first cousin, Nick Baroni, and people in my family have told me New Orleans is always broke because the ends are stealing the money. Well, Nick Baroni and Keith defrauded the United States Navy when men and women were dying in overseas combat through their engineering company. And to me,
I know nothing about
the Navy, when men and women are dying in overseas combat, that's tantamount to treason. And I think capital punishment is appropriate. And I think that animal who killed that innocent lady on Burby Street last night, I think capital punishment should apply. And where is the outrage? You know, that drug dealer that was trying to sell drugs on Burby Street last night, you know, everybody's talking about it, but where's the outrage when David Duke's campaign advisor and campaign manager, Kenny Knight, was just sentenced last Thursday to 5 years in prison for selling drugs in New Orleans East, and at least three people, according to the Advocate, died from those very same drugs? Where's the outrage when it comes to animals like and drug dealers like Kenny Knight dispensing drugs through a pill mill?
All right, David, I appreciate you phoning in. Thanks for your opinion. We're going to move on to Ron calling from the Marini. Ron, thank you for calling WWL.
Hey, Bob Mitchell. You know, I'm from Williamsport, Pennsylvania, home of Little League Baseball. And on the signs in the public buses up there, is a sign that says Ekadujerp, which spelled the other way is prejudice.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, Ron, what do you think about the movement now? Because John Wayne made some very, very racist statements back in 1971 in an interview. They want to change the name of John Wayne Airport in California. You know, this interview was happened in 1971, and then now it's been resurfaced. Is that the right thing to do, or is history history?
Well, of course, history is history, but, you know, I believe in renaming the airport. Martin Luther King Jr. International Airport, just to slap those haters in the face, you know? I mean, we can't stand this prejudice. You know, a black guy invented the lasting machines, which for years sewed the sole of the shoe onto the upper part of it. And how many people in this world wear shoes?
I'm with you, Ron. I appreciate you phoning in. Our phone number is 260-1870. Talking about the two subjects this afternoon, you can comment on one or the other or comment on both of them. Do you feel safe in the French Quarter and on Bourbon Street? And is there anything that you think, your thoughts, to improve things in the French Quarter? And John Wayne, it's been revealed that a 1971 interview, long, long, long time ago, he considered himself a white supremacist. So because of that, there are calls to rename the John Wayne Airport, and should his movies be banned? Give me your thoughts on that at 260-1870. And welcome back. Hope. Love the song. Hope, you're having a great afternoon. A couple of things we are talking about this afternoon, and here we go again with the French Quarter problems. One dead, three shot on Bourbon Street early Sunday morning. What more do you think could be done to protect the public in the French Quarter? I've heard people say we need metal detectors. I've heard people say we need to have a gun-free zone. But in this case, a metal detector would not have helped because the shooter took the gun away from a security guard. So will you in any way alter your plans to celebrate in the French Quarter or watch parades on Canal Street? And just in general, if you were consulted on this, what would you do? How would you make the French Quarter safer? Also talking about the situation with John Wayne. Now, I got a text message from someone said, this is old news. It is old news. It happened in 1971, but recently someone posted it on the on Facebook or one of those social media pages, and now it's going around again like wildfire. And now there's a debate underway on whether Southern Cal Airport should bear the name of John Wayne. He died about 40 years ago at the age of 72. The discussion stems from a 1971 Playboy interview in which John Wayne made remarks that can only be construed as racist and homophobic. And some of this, I don't even know if I want to read it. I'll read maybe just this one time. Wayne said he believed in white supremacy, at least until irresponsible black people became more educated and Native Americans were selfish trying to keep their land. I mean, that is absolutely explosive. So there's a movement on right now to rename John Wayne Airport to something else. And there are even people talking about the possibility of just banning his movies. I saw one of his movies over the weekend, The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance. I don't think I'll stop watching his movies. Although this is old news, I have to admit, I didn't know anything about it. And racism is racism no matter what year it is. And I had a text message here that I wanted to read. I don't know if I can find it, but basically it was talking about Joe Paterno, who had a statue. And once all the stuff came about him with child abuse and where he just didn't do what he was supposed to do on that, they took his statue down. So not quite sure where to go with this. We'll go to Terry in Slidell. Terry, how are you?
Hey, Bob, how you doing?
I'm hanging in there.
Okay. I'm here. This political correctness in this country has gone way, way overboard, okay? John Wedd said that in 1971. Did he run off a bridge and kill a woman? And they make statues of Ted Kennedy, what they call him in the Senate, the iron something of the Senate? Mm-hmm. Well, he's a murderer. You know, we got JFK, who had how many women in the pool, White House swimming pool tonight, he got inaugurated. This is ridiculous. This is total stupidity. Okay, George Washington, he owned slaves back in the beginning of the United States. Well, let's get rid of him. Thomas Jefferson, Andrew Jackson, he killed the Indians. Get rid of him. Get rid of everybody. I mean, don't name nothing after any person whatsoever, because somebody is there. In their background, they have done something that is not right. Okay?
Maybe we should go to just naming everything with a number.
Yeah, that's that. Why not? I mean, you know, I'm sure that they want to take Andrew Jackson's statue down from Jackson Square and in front of the White House because, you know, he had the Trail of Tears with the Indians. You know, and everybody's done. John Wayne, I will watch every one of his movies. I mean, we need to change the name of Louis Armstrong Airport. He smoked weed. He did drugs. So, I mean, that's something wrong, right?
Terry, okay. let me ask you this question. I mean, and I'm willing to answer it. If we were to totally look back in your past, even as a kid,
sure,
would we find an incident or things that you said that if we were just going by that, could label you a racist?
Oh, of course. Of course.
Me too.
And let's go back into Obama's fat past. You don't think he was a racist? And what about his wife? Believe me, they were racist too. I mean, it's racist, not just white racist, it's black racist. I mean, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're both racist, you know, and Louis Farrakhan, they're racist. He's definitely, and he also is anti-Semitic. And so we can go back and find something on anybody in this country, and at one time, you are racist.
Is there a time limit on how far you go back? Like, for instance, if you went back 3 or 4 years and a person said those kind of things, should they be judged differently?
Maybe. I don't know. But John
I would
Wayne
think so.
Said this in 1971. I was graduating from high school in 1971.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think what I remember what I said back in 1971? Huh? No, this is ridiculous. And then another thing, Bob. I know you got other calls. Today they were talking about, you know, Robert Kraft and all that joke. We're talking about that. And I said, well, he didn't run off a bridge and kill a woman and his kid about 27 years old. What are you talking about? That's
said, you never heard of Mary Jo Pecky? So he never even had an idea about Chappaquiddick. So I'm sure they're not teaching anything in the history books about anything that they don't want something to not talk about.
All right, Terry, I appreciate you phoning in. If you want to call and give us your opinions with John Wayne, and again, I'll repeat, we know it's an old interview, but it just kind of cranked up again. And now people who are for John Wayne, they said that removing his name from Orange County's airport now only validates what many Americans are coming to believe. You can't say anything anymore without being discovered and punished. If you went back in my past, there's no doubt, if you talk to some of the boys that I grew up with and some of my early times as a young teenager, and probably even as a young adult, you know, 19, 20, it was somewhere in there that I realized that prejudice is absolutely wrong, and it is wrong to think that black people are inferior to white people, because I got into radio and start working with different people. But if you were to grab me at that time and you could pull some segments of my life at that time, and you would say, judging by that, yeah, Bob Mitchell is a racist. All right, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come right back on WWL. Today on Sports Talk with Bobby Hebert and Christian Garrick, LSU baseball swept the Bryant Bulldogs. Will hand out grades for Paul Bunnery's Tigers, pitching, hitting, defense, and coaching. Plus, LSU basketball Tigers beat Tennessee 82-80. Go Tigers in a big overtime win. Coach Will Wade will be their guest at 5:35. Then the New Orleans Pelicans minus AD beat LeBron James and the Lakers 128-115. Is some shine coming off the Kings' crown? Plus, would you want Pittsburgh's Antonio Brown in black and gold? No. Point blank, no. No. He'd be terrible in the locker room. I'm not even going to read anymore. I'm just going to end it right there. Going to the phones, we'll go to James. Hey, James, how are you doing today?
Well, Bob, thank you very much. I'm doing great. And, you know, this is a wonderful time of the year to live in New Orleans. Yesterday, I went down to the French Quarter, enjoyed myself, my favorite parade, the Parade of Barkus, the crew of Barkus, the dog parade. Thousands and thousands of people had a terrific time. The weather was great. It was just magnificent to walk around in the quarter. Now, I did leave before the sun went down. I used to stay late at night when I was younger. Not doing that anymore. That's when it seems all the trouble breaks out. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about John Wayne. I knew he was a right-wing, ultra-conservative lunatic, but I didn't know he was that bad. To say that he's a white supremacist, that's insane. And then what he said about the Indians.
Yes, he said
He talked about it's okay to okay for us to seize the land, and which they were selfishly trying to hang on.
Right. Yeah. He said that we didn't do anything wrong by taking them their land. They were selfish trying to keep and we needed it.
Yeah, I guess the French were selfish, trying to defend an invasion by the Nazis during World War II, or even the Russians who were being invaded. So I guess if we were invaded militarily, some kind of a way, people like John Wayne might say, "Well, wow, you're just being selfish, man, by defending yourself against the
James."
Enemy.
Did you know about this interview?
I did not.
I did
it.
Not
you know,
either.
As far as I'm concerned about the airport, if the local elected officials and or the people would like to rename the airport, that's their mm-hmm. decision. But that's this kind of stuff. I lost a lot of whatever respect I had from John Wayne is now gone.
I watched the man who shot Liberty Valance about a couple of hours after I read this article, and he just didn't see the same thing. Listen, I've been a John Wayne fan, okay?
Yeah, right.
I didn't know about this, but in watching the movie, all of a sudden, I don't know, I felt different about him. That's all I can say.
Right, and also, he played that Green Beret colonel in that Green Beret movie. John Wayne got a number of deferments to not serve as a real soldier, as a real military person in World War II, just like our President Donald Trump received his deferments, and he got on Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
Same type of action, using his influence so that other people will serve in his place.
James, I appreciate you calling in. Now let's go to Raymond and Arby. Raymond, you got about a minute and a half, so what is on your mind?
Hey, I'm just calling. I'm just curious. I thought about the John Wayne airport deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I just dropped my help off that lives right there by the airport. And I was telling him about MSY. He asked, what's MSY? I said, it's Moisant Stockyard. Moisant donated the land to the city of New Orleans back in 1959 for the airport, and then they changed the name to Louis Armstrong.
Uh-huh.
As I guess they're trying to, you know, make the city look better or whatever. But I tried Googling who is Moisant that donated the land, and I can't find any real information on who was this person that donated the land. Whether if he was white, black, or yellow, it all comes up Louis Armstrong all the way back to 1959.
Well, I have no problem with it being Louis Armstrong Airport. I guess because I was a big Louis Armstrong fan, loved his music, loved his songs.
I have no ill will against Louis Armstrong. I love the man. That was a city's choice to change the airport name. But when someone gives you a $1 trillion freaking piece of land that brings money into the city forever, why would you smear his name like that?
Oh, I gotcha. I got what you're saying. That see, you informed me on things I did not know. So Moisant was a person who donated the land, is what you're saying. Right?
Yes. It was Moisant Stockyard and donated the land to the city of New Orleans.
Raymond, I can't answer that. You would think if somebody donates to Lynn that they would keep his name, but I'm great with Louis Armstrong Airport. We will come back after the top of the hour news.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.